And now we turn to two of the people who would have to implement any of the reforms recommended by the 9/11 Commission, Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Hoekstra and Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller from West Virginia. Both are members of intelligence committees. We begin with Congressman Hoekstra. I asked him about the recess that begins today and if these proposed reforms weren't important enough for the members to stick around and work on.
Well, I think that members of Congress will continue working on it. You know, we have the Democratic-Republican convention, so there's 2 weeks out of that 6 weeks that are gone. Members need to be home with their constituents talking about the issues that we've gotten done and maybe even talk about the reorganization of the intelligence community. But, you know, just this morning I was in a meeting with some staff talking about the various proposals from the 9/11 Commission. You know, it's over a 500-page report. I think the members are going to take some time through the month of August. They're going to read the report. They're going to go through it. They're going to take a look at the proposals. And just because we're not in session doesn't mean we're not going to be thinking about it or working on it.
What are some of the proposals that you think ought to be adopted?
Well, I think that there needs to be a position, a single person that has the responsibility and the accountability for pulling the different parts of the intelligence community together. The second thing, to expand the concept of the threat terrorism centers into a national terrorism center. I think there's a number of good ideas in this report that, from a bipartisan basis, we can support and implement.
What about the recommendation of creating a permanent joint House-Senate Committee on Intelligence?
I think that's something that I'm more than willing to take a look at. However, I think that, you know, the other committees can function very well with you know, a committee in the House and a committee in the Senate with jurisdiction, and that committee then is responsible to each of their own bodies. I don't think that's one of the more essential or important proposals that comes out of this committee. I think that the House and the Senate Intel committees maybe need to work closer together. I'm not sure we need to join them into one. In some cases, I think that might actually make us even less effective.
You know, the report has said that what is needed is for a massive reshuffling, which would entail taking a lot of power and money away from some areas and giving it to other areas. And we know what it's like in Washington when that comes up. How feasible is it, especially during this election year, for that to get through?
I don't think it has anything to do with election year politics. I think it's more an issue of Washington politics. Will there be members here in the House and the Senate who are willing to give up some of their responsibility, some of their power, and move it over to the intel community?
What will you say when you go back to your constituents and they may come up to you and say, you know what, nearly 3 years after these attacks, I don't feel safer? What are you going to do for me, Congressman?
The first thing I always tell them is America continues to be a dangerous place, and as long as we are a free and an open society, which is what we want and which is what we are, we will always be vulnerable to the type of terrorist tactics that are being considered and contemplated against us today. But in terms of are we safer? Absolutely. We've got a Department of Homeland Security that has done a number of things. They have improved the screening of people coming into this country. We have improved port security. So we've made progress, but I would never say that the job is done.
Republican Congressman Peter Hoekstra from Michigan, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much.
And now to the other side of the Capitol building, Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia is the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he joins us now. Thank you.
Thank you.
The 9/11 Commission's report has called for many reforms. When do you think they'll be considered by Congress?
Fact number one is we're in a state of great urgency. Threat warnings are predicted before the election, and so that calls for acting very quickly. What does not call for acting too quickly is just taking the first idea that comes along and passing it. You cannot assume that 80 staff people and 12 commissioners or 17 people on the Senate Intelligence Committee can sit down and in their first try come up with something that will solve problems for the intelligence community, for combatant commanders in the field, and all of the 10,000 problems in between. We're going to have to work at this, Madeline, and we're going to have to do it right.
Well, given the fact that you said that there are urgent threats on the horizon in and around the conventions and the election, does it not make sense for Congress to not go on recess right now and to work together to at least pass something?
The concept of passing something has to be taken, again, very carefully. There are some things that the commission suggests that I agree with. There's some things that I don't agree with. There's some things that I have not yet talked with enough people, because we have been for the last 3 years in a 100% investigatory phase, looking at what went wrong, why, who is to blame, and all the rest of it. And now we all have turned to, what are we going to do to fix it? Well, investigation took a very long time. We didn't come up with all the answers on that. If we come up with an answer and try and pass it in August or September, the changes will not, the actual changes of the plan that we voted for would not have an effect on an attack before the election or after it. Take the FBI. They want to create an intelligence aspect to it and the criminal investigation aspect to it. I happen to agree with that. But it's going to take about 5 years for the FBI to get up to speed on surveillance and on intelligence. They're way, 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 way behind now. So I'd love to do something tomorrow, be done with it, and know that the nation would be on its way to being safer. But frankly, there has not been enough discussion. This is too serious a subject. There are too many lives at stake. We are the leader of the free world, and we have to get this right, even though it will not gratify the 9/11 victims or probably a lot of the American people. I think it's very important that the president, any president, not just President Bush, but any president, past or future, become much more engaged in this whole process. The attitude has sort of been, let's wait and see what the 9/11 Commission does. And I have a little bit the feeling that the president's going to sort of take what comes along and say, well, let's just go ahead and do that. He needs to be absolutely certain and put his voice and his oar in heavily in this debate.
Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, thank you for joining us.
Thanks.